This is Ozarks at Large. The 2012 Symphony of Northwest Arkansas season opens Sunday afternoon. Sono's music director, Paul Haas, has constructed a second full season opener with heavyweights on the program, including Wagner, Barber, and Brahms. He visited the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio yesterday to talk about Sunday's concert.
Pretty much every concert you want to treat like a new beginning. You know, you want an audience to come out to see you, to sit there, and have that first moment be something new, be something unusual, be something that carries them forward on a new trajectory. And so, I mean, of course, I want the first concert of the season to be a home run, and this one will be. I mean, this has got some incredible music, some great trajectories to follow, and it's very exciting. Got some of the most exciting moments in music history in it. And yeah, so I think every concert for me is a new beginning, and this just especially so because it is the first concert of the season. Very exciting for us.
Wagner will be first.
It will be.
Those are some beautiful notes that open the overture.
Oh, I got to tell you, this piece is amazing. I mean, this from the very beginning. It's a piece about motion. It's a piece that goes somewhere. You know, the opera, of course, is pilgrimage to Rome and back. Asking for forgiveness, and there's this whole sense of going somewhere, always being on the move, and that comes across loud and clear in this piece. You start out with, as you mentioned, this just gorgeous beginning, woodwinds all soft and hushed, and then it quickly grows into something very different. But that music at the beginning comes back at the end. It's just this wall of sound that hits you and just doesn't give up. It's one of these miraculous moments where it just keeps building and building until you think it can't build anymore, and then it just keeps on going. You know what I mean?
Yes. You mentioned the woodwinds beginning, but the brass gets their day in the sun there.
Oh, they're right at the end. I mean, they are that wall of sound. And, of course, while they're playing that, you have the violins all playing this incredibly difficult passage. Very, very fast notes. You can't imagine anything more powerful than this music at the end of the Tannhäuser Overture. It is literally a wall.
Somewhat different is the Brahms.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it still has the sense of an astonishing ending. I mean, that they have in common. They have this, they also have this sort of beginning, this sort of tranquil, luscious beginning that they both share. Of course, very different journeys in the interim, but then the finale of the Brahms is just one of those go for broke, one of those you want to stand up at the end of that one. You can't help yourself.
Brahms took about 15 years to write his first symphony, and then this one was...
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, he had this sense of being in the shadow of Beethoven. He was sort of set up for that by Schumann, who announced him as basically the next Beethoven. So he had some pretty big shoes to fill, and as you know, he was very that made it hard for him. He couldn't have his first symphony be anything other than, you know, Beethoven's 10th. Mm-hmm. Have it be worthy of that tradition. And so, as you mentioned, he had a really difficult time putting that first one out. But then once that was done, sort of the floodgates opened, took him just a little bit of time to get this one out. And it's a totally different feel from the first symphony. It's all about, you know, imagine being in the Alps, being out with these grand vistas, just the sense of beauty of nature that you get from the piece, yet with this thrilling, very human drive that you get throughout. Thank you.
So Wagner is beginning, Brahms is concluding.
That's true. There must be something else.
Yes, there must be something else.
Yeah, we're doing Barber's Violin Concerto, which was written in the last century, and 1930s, and it's one of these pieces that's just, I think it starts out with incredible emotion. It starts out with beauty. It's like taking a bath in love. You know what I mean? It's got this incredible sound to it. We're going to have our concert master, Winona Fifield. She's playing the solo part. She's an extraordinary player. I cannot wait to work with her on this. And so it starts out just so lush. And the first two movements, I mean, of course, they have their thrilling, faster moments, but it just has this sense of luxury, you know? And then you get to the last movement. And luckily, your listeners won't be able to see what I'm doing right now. But to have notes that go this fast, you know, that's fast.
Yes.
And to have a violinist play those notes, you know, at 100% accuracy, you know, this is not Major League Baseball. This is you actually have to hit every single note.
Hit 1,000.
Yeah, exactly. So it's she is incredible, a virtuoso player, and this last movement is famous for being incredibly difficult. And you know what? The orchestra, the strings in the orchestra have to play exactly what she does at what point. So everyone in the orchestra has to be nailing those notes too.
When did you first have a conversation with her that this would be on the program?
Oh, this was during the last season when I was coming up with the programs. And we worked together to figure out what the best fit for her was while still being the best fit for the audience and the programs that I already had going. So this Barber just seemed like a perfect fit. It's one of the most beautiful pieces out there. Just feel really lucky to be able to work with her, to be able to bring this incredible music to Northwest Arkansas. It's just it's one of those pieces. You just got to listen to it.
I know you hate to pigeonhole. This one's called Masterworks, but this is a for lack of a better word, for lack of better descriptor, a traditional sort of program this Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, basically, when I took this job, I came with the understanding and with the privilege, honestly, of giving people what they want to hear, you know? And so I want people to be able to listen to the most incredible works ever composed. That's part of my job. And so, sure, do I introduce people to newer works? To works that were written a couple of years ago, to works that were written for the concert? Sure, I do that. But part of what Sona is about, a big part, is giving Northwest Arkansas what they're going to love. And they're going to love this concert.
Paul Haas is the music director of the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas. Sona's second full season will open Sunday afternoon with a 3:00 performance of Wagner, Barber, and Brahms. There will be a pre-concert conversation that takes place at 2:00 and is free to all ticket holders. This is Ozarks at Large.